Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. This holiday season starts in downtown Murfreesboro. The annual lighting of the tree, powered by MTE, is Friday, December 5th, 6 p.m. So there'll be caroling, Santa, the sparkling tree, all the joy to celebrate Christmas in downtown Murfreesboro on December the 5th. That's a place you'll want to be. Well, we're talking about Steered Straight and Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift with Jennifer Sanchez this morning. Does it feel like Christmas yet to you?
No.
No. When does it feel like Christmas to you? After Thanksgiving?
Yes. Well, personally. Yeah. So personal, my own, yes. I'd actually say probably the week of Thanksgiving, because I do decorate the week of, because I actually go back home to family up north and go visit for Thanksgiving. So a couple more weeks, I'll start feeling like it's Thanksgiving. Christmas, but in my store it's Christmas, so yeah. Halloween is coming gone. I'll keep a little bit of fall out and Thanksgiving platters out, and then I'll have two rooms. So my boutique room and then my vintage room. So by the end of this week, my vintage room will turn into Christmas. So I will have two rooms to shop for Christmas. So that'll be a lot. And eventually it'll make its way up front. And so, yeah, we'll have little good stuff. Next week, I'm really excited. We've been hoarding away Harley Davidson stuff. So next week, we're going to be setting for Harley Davidson up front. So that's going to be really fun. And that always goes so fast.
Does it really?
Oh, yeah. It's gone within 2 days. So I'll just throw Christmas into it really fast after that. So that's kind of my plan in the back of my brain. I'm like, what do I got to put up with? Because usually a theme will stick around for at least a good week or two. Harley is gone within a couple of days.
That's wild. How do people know? They just see
posting. I do a lot of the social media on there, just kind of word of mouth, just telling people what's coming up. Because people ask, like, hey, what's your next theme? What's going on up front? So I'll tell them. I have a calendar of when all of our themes are. So I'll let people know. But yeah, so that's next week will be Harley. But yeah, this week is both rooms Christmas and just getting all the Christmas stuff out. We've already got Christmas trees out. We've already got Christmas wreaths out. Actually, a lot of our Christmas trees have already sold. So we've got to put out more for sure. But we've already got all that Christmas stuff out. But yeah, we're doing good with it.
Have you seen a half tree come in?
Half tree? Like, yeah. Like somebody just missed parts on it? Or is
no,
it real?
No, it's a thing. Yeah, I have one at home.
What's a half tree?
So the back of the tree doesn't have the, you know, the tree limb. So it kind of goes up
against. Oh, so it goes like flush against the wall.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh.
And it's in for a smaller space. So. It's really pretty cool.
I'm kind of blown by that at the moment.
Yeah.
I have not seen that come into my store, but that's actually pretty darn genius.
Yeah.
I love that.
So, I don't know. Anyway, I just thought I'd... When you said tree,
it
reminded me of my tree. At first, the kids made fun of me for getting that tree, and then it's like, well, you know what? It just looks like a tree. You can't really tell.
You can't tell. Yeah. That's cool.
So
no, I like that idea because your Christmas trees stick out in a room. So especially if you got a smaller space too. So yeah.
To keep from having to rearrange, that's what I just did. Just put it in a corner where it
works.
Easily go. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it works.
But trees, wreaths, I mean, all kinds of
I do. Yeah, I've got a lot of Christmas stuff out. And like I said, I already have one room that's set up for Christmas. And then by the end of this week, we'll have a second room. But we already have all the Christmas trees and wreaths out and stuff like that. So it feels like it in my store. It feels like Christmas in my store.
Which is located on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, by the way. If you turn onto what used to be Mercury Boulevard off of Southeast Broad to the left, like you're going toward Middle Tennessee, right before you get to that intersection with Middle Tennessee, if you look on the left, you'll find Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift. Mm-hmm. And Steered Straight is at the very beginning of the name of the store, and that's really the reason why you're here and what you do. So tell us about the work of Steered Straight too.
Sure, absolutely. So that is led by Michael and Darla DeLeon. They're a married couple, and they have been doing this for 18 years now, going into schools, talking to students about drug and alcoholism, suicide and bullying, and vaping. Vaping's huge. So yeah, and then he talks about his kind of life in a nutshell and what happened to him, and just when he got started, what did he say? He started smoking at 11, so someone offered him a cigarette, and then the next thing they offered him was alcohol, and the next thing they offered him is a joint, and that was all at the age of 11, 12. So he started really young. And that spiraled out of control. He became a full-blown drug addict. He tried everything under the sun. I'm sure if vaping was a thing then, he probably would have vaped too. And then just gangs, all sorts of things, went in and out of jail constantly. But then he spent about a good 12 years in prison. And while he was in prison, there was a TV show called Scared Straight. And he never was too impressed with it, trying to scare minors into knocking it off. It wasn't a good turnaround, really. Most kids could care less. So he came out going, how do we get ahead of this? And getting ahead of it was going into the schools and talking to them at school. And so that's where the Steered Straight kind of came about. So yes, we have a very unique name for our store. A lot of people are like, what's Steered Straight? And we just try our best to explain that to them. And but yeah, they've been doing that for a long time now. And he also has prison ministries. They live in McMinnville. They have houses that are going up right now. And that is for the women's and kids ministry part. So women who are coming off the streets or coming out of incarceration that need kind of that next step. They have little houses out there that they are building right now for women and kids. So our profits, so we are a non-for-profit, so our profits that we make at our store go right back into the ministry and helping them build those houses, yeah. Helping keep Michael in schools, because not every school's got money.
Sure, and you know, you think about even for our area, McMinnville, that's a long way away, really, in terms of someone who's getting out, who maybe were in, you know, running in bad circles, that kind of thing, it's probably a great place to go and mm-hmm. not just land right back into the same area that got you absolutely. In trouble the first time, you know?
And we've had that a lot. So I've had plenty of employees that have come from different places in Tennessee, even Kentucky. So they had to pick up their stuff and they had to move and leave. And they live in, because we've got a lot of halfway houses here in Murfreesboro. And so they'll apply or whatever. And so they are not even from this area, but they had to move away from that. And I've got an employee now. He's like, no, if I move back into that, I know exactly where I'll end up at. He goes, even though I'm strong here, I won't be strong there. So they know, especially when you're really are trying to make that decision and change that life around. So I've had actually quite a few employees say the exact same thing. They just can't move back to where they were from, even though family's there.
Yeah.
They can't do it.
That's
they know
tough.
Their weakness. And yeah. then that's like, gosh, I give them props for that. They know where they know they can't go back to.
Yeah. Well, and you know, props for Steered Straight for recognizing the need for that in other areas, and you know, it's just another I guess arm of what Michael and Darla have been mm-hmm. working to do.
Yeah, absolutely, so. yeah. Goodness, their ministry, just what they do, it is awesome. It is really awesome, and they just work tirelessly. I mean, they are, and their bodies take a beating. I mean. He's falling apart, she's falling apart, but they are like, nope, we're gonna keep going. So yeah, she had a major surgery just like 6 months ago, and just life, and he needs to schedule himself for a surgery at some point for his back is all screwed up, just either standing too much or sitting on a plane too much, you know, just all that stuff. And he's like, eventually. So he's like, I got another school to go to. Like,
yeah.
It's just such a priority for them.
So. Well, that certainly drives what they do and drives Steered Straight and mm-hmm. and drives what you do. I mean, I'm sure, you know, there are other places, other thrift stores that...
We won't mention them.
No, but, you know, you go into and you may not really understand what the... power of what they do really mm-hmm. is, and the impact. That's why I always like to ask you about that.
Yeah,
because it is such a great thing, and to support Steered Straight. And if you support the thrift store, you support Steered Straight and Absolutely. The ministry. Jennifer Sanchez is with us, the manager of Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Well, we talked about Christmas, lots of Christmas stuff. But you told me also that this is the time of the year when people are maybe doing some late fall clean up and changing around and buying new stuff.
Absolutely. So yes, we can do pickups on Wednesdays. So if you guys have any furniture, or you still are, there's still yard sales happening too. Yeah. So if you got a yard sale out there coming up, we can schedule you out. Now, typically I'm out by a couple of weeks, so please keep that in mind. So if you know you're doing a yard sale in the next week or two, give me a call, get me set up on your book so I can come and pick up your stuff. Absolutely. But yeah, a lot of people, November is actually really big for us to pick up furniture because they're switching things over for December for Christmas. So please give me a call. And like I said, I'm typically booked out by a couple of weeks. We do pickups on Wednesday. So yeah, call me and we can go over what the items are on pickup. So again, either large amounts or furniture in itself, but otherwise you can always drop off at the store too. So when we are open, you can always bring the donations to us too.
Okay. And to make the donations in person, you just drive around to the back?
Yes, sir. So you just drive right around back. And so we do close off the warehouse an hour before we actually close. So we are Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 6, and then Sundays are 11 to 4. So yes, we are open an hour later, but we have to have a cutoff time because I got to get my warehouse shut down, and that takes a minute.
Yeah, yeah. So kind of keep that in mind. And again, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, where you can find Steered Straight to Furniture and Thrift, and website, Facebook. That's got all kinds of info mm-hmm. and phone numbers and all to call. So
absolutely, yeah. And just a quick reminder for Thanksgiving time. Of course, we'll be closed on Thanksgiving, but we will also be closed that Friday. So I do give Friday to my employees, and I've done that the last 4 years I've been running the store. So it's just a good time for them to go out and go shop and them to have time with their family and friends. So we will be closed that Thursday and Friday. So we have a Black Saturday and Sunday. So that's our sales.
Yeah. Well, and have some good prices and all that good stuff out
Absolutely.
There too. So keep that in mind. And well, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving. Yes, I love saying that.
It's weird.
It's a delicious month.
Yes, it is.
I love Thanksgiving.
Certainly. Jennifer Sanchez with Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift today.